We're in Simen Tov Reish Chav Tes, dealing with the psulim of Schach, Schach Pasul. We are up to Sif Yud Tes. And the Chamber says, Piris Oleh Sodin Mipnei Achama Utachtel Mipnei Hanashor. What's this talking about? So, this is the issue of putting a sheet in your sukkah underneath the Schach. And we find that there are times that it's kosher and there are times that it's pasul. Sounds familiar. We already dealt with this once before. Well, let's see. Up until now, we had dealt with the halachas of sitting in a sukkah when there's schach pasul on top of you, so that you're not considered sitting in the sukkah, you're considered sitting in an oel or something else. Here we're talking about the halacha of putting something under your schach, and then you're sitting under that. Same thing. Sounds like the same halacha. So let's see what's going on here. There are actually two opinions in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see how that relates back to things that we have learned before. So the Mishnah actually says this halacha, that if you put a sheet in your sukkah because of the sun or because of the falling leaves, then the halacha, it is pasul. Whereas, and this is what we saw before, if you hang a sheet down under the schach as noi, as decoration, a decorative sheet, so long as it is within four tfachim of the schach, it is kasher. How do we understand the psul of the first sheet, the sheet that was there to catch the leaves or to keep the sun out? So there are two opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi's shita is that anything that is hung linoi to decorate your sukkah, if it is within four tvachim of the schach, it is bottled to the schach. And therefore, you can sit under it and there's no problem. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says that it is not only bottled to the schach if it is there lenoi. According to Rashi, if you put it there for any reason other than noi, it is not bottled and it is pasul. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Whatever you put within four tvachim of the schach is kosher, because it's bottled to the schach. What is the exception? When is it that the Mishnah said it's pasul? If you've got a sukkah where you're afraid that the leaves are going to keep falling down until the point that your sukkah is going to be chamsa meruba mitzilsa, you're not going to have enough schach. What's keeping your sukkah kosher is the fact that you have a sheet there. There the halach is. Or similarly, if you put a sheet on top of your schach to keep the sun from drying out the leaves. So there, what you're doing is you're using the sheet for keeping your sukkah kosher. That's where it's pasul. So that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, anytime you've got something that is within four tvachim of the schach, we consider it batal to the schach. As long as it's within four tfachim, it's batal, with the one exception of a sheet that is there to help make your sukkah kosher. Only then do we say that it is pasul. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings these two opinions down. The first opinion is that of Rashi. The second opinion is that of the Rabbeinu Tam. So he brings the first one down, Stam. Piris aleh sodin mipnei hachama utachtel mipnei hanashor, kolomar. Shaloyu olim v'kismin noshrin al shulchano. It is not to make the sukkah kosher. It is just to keep out the nuisance of either getting too warm or having leaves fall all over the place. There the halacha is psula. It is pasul. This is Rashi's opinion. Avalim lo piris elo lenaosok shero. According to Rashi, it is only if it is lenoi that it is batal to the schach. The second opinion is the yesh omrim. You have a sukkah that it's kosher. The yore sheme yivash haschach. You're afraid that your schach will dry out. Oh, yeshurua olin, or the olin will be no share. The tia chamsumer mitzilsa, and that's why you put a sadin on it or under it. There the halachi is that it's pasul. Whereas for any other reason, it's going to be kosher. Now, generally speaking, when the Mechaber brings down two opinions, the first stam and the second is a yesh omrim, we generally assume the halacha is like the stam, and then the yesh omrim is an opinion to know if it's a chumrah, it's a nice chumrah, if it's a kula, it's something you can rely on b'shas hadchak. Here, the Mechaber did that. He gave a stam and a yesh omrim, so it would sound as if the Ikar Adin is like the first opinion. The Achronim asked the Kasha, how come here the Machaber brings down two opinions? According to that same Rabbeinu Tam, back in the sugya of a sukkah under a tree, remember the Shulchan Aruch said that if you have a tree that is tzilsum aruba mechamsa, if there is more shade than sun, under all circumstances, the sukkah under it is pasul. We had a machlokas if it was chamsa aruba mechamsa. But if it's tzilsum aruba mechamsa, the Machaber said under all circumstances, the halachi is that the sukkah is pasul. It is underneath a tree. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that so long as the sukkah came first, the halacha is that the tree on top of it will not make it pasul. If you built a sukkah and then, for example, pushed over the leaves on top of the sukkah that are mechubal akarke, it will not pasul your sukkah. It'll be considered bottle to the sukkah. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch tell us that according to some, if the sukkah came first, it'll be pasul? And there the Machaber said straight out, it doesn't make a difference which one comes first. So they try to give terutzim that the Machaber rejected Rabbeinu Tam there, but was willing to live with him here. The Gra says, no. The Shulchan Aruch there told us what he holds the Ikar Halacha is. And that is the Halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam, the Halacha is like Rashi. So, the Machaber here brought two opinions. The Halacha would seem to be like the first opinion, which is Rashi's Lechumra, unless it is Linoi. And within four tfachim, it is not bottled to the schach, and you'd have a problem. The other opinion of Rabbeinu Tam would be that no matter what it's there for, unless it is making your sukkah kosher, helping to make your sukkah kosher, the halach is that it will not disturb. Now the Machaber goes on, and he says, "Umiyu lechatchila lo yase." Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, don't do this. Elim kenu nikar lakol shemechavin kedei lahagin. He says that we have a problem. That let's say you're going to go cover your sukkah with a sheet for the sake of keeping the sun out. Rabbeinu Tam said that's permissible as long as it's not keeping your sukkah kosher. So you put a sheet. Someone passes by, sees a sheet on your sukkah. He thinks, you've put a sheet for schach. It's also because people are going to think, marazayin, people are going to think that you've covered your sukkah with a sheet instead of schach. Therefore, it is only permissible if it is obvious to all what it's doing there. Similarly, if you put something under the schach for the sake of keeping the leaves from falling down, only if it's clear to everyone why you put it there would Rabbeinu Tam say that it's kosher. So the Machaber says, what happens if you have a wet sheet and you put that on your sukkah? Everyone knows you're putting it there to dry. That would be fine. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would be permissible. Let us say that it's raining, and the rain is falling into your sukkah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a very easy eitzah. Why don't you go and spread out some plastic on top of your schach, and that'll keep the rain out. It's not your schach, but that'll keep the rain out. Now, according to the Rishonim, that a sukkah that the rain can't come into is pasul. Okay. So your sukkah is pasul. But let's say we don't hold like those Rishonim. Remember, that those are only some. Let's say you hold it, that's not a problem. Or better yet, it's drizzling out. What you want to do is prevent the droplets from coming in all over the place. So what you want to do is put down a sheet that will absorb the water and so that it will not be dropping so quickly. In other words, if you've just got a few droplets here and there, it'll moisten the sheet rather than fall into your soup. Says the Magen Avraham, you can always rely on Rabbeinu Tam. It's better than not eating in your sukkah altogether. So you may as well put something on your sukkah. Now, I haven't seen people do that, that when it rains, they'll just put plastic on their sukkah and continue to eat there. I mean, people go inside the house. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you're better off eating with something over your sukkah than not eating in your sukkah altogether. And the Magen Avraham says to do this. So once again, it could be that he was not talking about something that keeps the rain out completely, because then your sukkah is a sukkah that the rain couldn't come into and it may be possible. That itself is not clear. But if you're talking about something that will merely stop the droplets from coming in at a regular pace, then according to the Magen Avraham, you're certainly better off doing that than going into your house because it's drizzling, and you're better off relying on Rabbeinu Tam. The Shar HaTzion brings up the fact that on Shabbos, if you put out a sheet underneath your schach, or even above your schach, and there are three tfachim between the sheet and the schach, that is the problem of creating an ohel. If it's within three, then it's like putting one cover on another. But if you have more than three, he says that it's like creating an ohel on Shabbos, and you're not supposed to do that. So that even though you're allowed to hang a sheet in your sukkah, if it's lanoi, let's say, on Shabbos, you could not do that if there are three tfachim between the two. And even during the week, we said that if there are four tfachim between the two, if there are four tfachim between the two, then it isn't good. There's a chiddush that we find in the Achronim with regard to the Mechaber, who told us that you should not hang something up because people will think that you're using that as schach. And that is, even at a time that you're not eating in your sukkah, don't go put something on your sukkah that people may think you're using as schach that is really pasul. Unless it's obvious that that's something you'll remove. Like Mishabur previously mentioned that it was common to have roofs on the sukkah, so that when it rains, you put the roof down, when it stops, you pick the roof up. But in all other cases, if you just like spread a sheet over your sukkah, since that's not the kind of thing that people would expect you to do, it'll look as if you're using that as schach. Even when you're not eating in the sukkah, one does have to worry about the maris ayin, and therefore not covered. So la halacha. Although this has been discussed before, here the Mechaber brings in the two opinions, and he's letting us know that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not only noy sukkah that is permissible within four, but anything that is not making your sukkah kosher, anything that is not being used to maintain your sukkah as a kosher sukkah, as long as the halacha would be that within four tefachim is considered batal to your sukkah. Here the Mechaber adds that to what he has said previously. And once again, the Achronim point out that the halacha is like the first opinion. We will only rely on the second one, b'shas hadchak.